Sairam, the listeners, till now you have heard the live Telugu broadcast Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Chari presented by Brother Sai Prasad. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to the next segment of this Thursday Live, that is the Radio Sai Veda Jignasa program. And along with me is Brother Bhargav to take you along to this fresh episode. Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh. Sairam dear listeners.
So before we go into the episode as such, we shall collectively offer our humble salutations and prayer to our dearest Lord on behalf of the entire humanity to guide us, guard us from all possible calamities, all possible difficulties and all possible worries, and give us the strength to withstand whatever comes in our way, and whatever we speak, whatever we do, and whatever we act, and whatever we think should be His and His alone. So with that prayer, Bhargav, we shall go into our Veda Jignasa.
Yes.
And we shall start the class with the Ganesha Prarthana Mantra.
Yes.
Gananantva Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe Kavinka Vina Mupamashra Vastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvan Noti Bhissi Dasadanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajini Vati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
So Bhargav, today what do we have in store for our dear listeners who are all eagerly waiting for this episode of the Veda Jignasa, and all of them are with Swami in their homes.
Yes.
And what best opportunity we have to share whatever Swami has been giving to us from Prashanti Nilayam.
Yes.
And whatever little we know, we are trying to share it with all the listeners across the world.
If you notice, in the last probably a week or so, we are chanting something new, a very small mantra of around 1 minute or 1.5 minutes. Did you realize that, na?
Yes, yes.
So I thought, can we just dwell upon that?
Yes,
what
surely.
The mantra which we have chanted.
Actually, it's a very, very small mantra, but it's a power-packed and very potent mantra,
yeah,
which can be useful for all of us in these times of difficulty or whatever. This also will be a passing cloud,
yeah,
but we should be well prepared enough to face whatever comes on our way.
You know, when you say this also shall pass, I remember one beautiful incident. I think it was a convocation drama where Swami was actually directing the drama himself. He was trying to talk to the characters of who were playing the role of Pandavas. And then there's an episode where it comes that actually Swami himself had actually done this thing. So what happens is, this is a time when they were in Vanvasa, incognito. And then Swami had actually told, okay, a time comes where all are totally given up. They are
despondent,
frustrated, totally given up on life. So then one particular time, even Dharmaraja becomes very despondent. So then Krishna happens to come that side, and then it seems Krishna just gives a small message to...
It's like a mantra.
A mantra. Just a small message to Dharmaraja. And when Dharmaraja actually reads it, it is just... actually, this is Swami had told this, and it was... The message was, this too shall pass. And he'll be thinking, Dharmaraja will be thinking, what is this message? What is... But when they dwell deeper on it, they understand that anything in life is a passing cloud. So this too shall pass. So it actually, as time is the best judge, that passed, and then they had a big battle. They won the battle, and you know how it is after that. So In the same way, probably Swami is giving us a message that these two shalpas are small things. Swami says, passing clouds, he always used to say that. And probably having said that and then probably talking about the mantra which we are going to just take up today, probably we'll chant it first and then try to understand the meaning with whatever knowledge we have. But before that, Ganesh, we'll not do a justice when if you don't stress on the point that for us, Swami has always told Rudram is everything.
Yes.
And he has made us chant Rudram day in and day out, every day, morning, evening, and whenever, you know, he had made all of us compulsorily learn.
Personally.
Not any age group. So I remember one of our senior faculty members, Swami, he had come and told Swami, I'm old, my teeth are also. I told, no. Even if it's difficult for you to learn, make sure you learn and chant it. And I think this is 2008.
Yes, 2008. Before the Sahasra Chanda Darshanam.
Yes. So in if you just dwell upon Rudram, there is a word which always repeats in 2-3 places. It's called Bheshaji Bhishak. Bhishak is a word which talks about a physician, a doctor. And then
one who cures.
And there is a line in the first Anuvaka itself, it says,
Adhyavochadadivakta prathamo devyo bhishak.
So, bhishak is actually a physician. This is his first thing. And then if you notice, probably in the 10th Anuvaka where that Drape and the Saspate comes, there also, it says,
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanu Shiva Vishwaha Bheshaji. Shiva Rudrasya Bheshaji Tayano Mrida Jeevase.
So it says that Shiva, you are the one who is the panacea for all the ills of the whole world. It's not just this or that, not small or big. Any type of an illness or any type of a problem. I think this is not only related to a physical problem or a disease.
Be it physical, be it psychological, or be it spiritual,
mental, anything.
Whatever comes
in. Any type of a problem, he is the one who is going to remove it and give us solace. So, with this thought, let's not leave chanting Rudram.
Along with Rudram,
yes,
we shall add this potent mantra also in our daily schedule.
But this in no way means that Rudram is not potent. Rudram is always.
Of course it is.
so, as Swami says that there are so many pathways to God. So, probably there are so many pathways to deal with any type of a negative vibration. So, probably this is also one thing.
Yes.
But as we know, the universal one is Rudram.
Yes.
So let's chant this mantra. It's taken from
Taittiriya Aranyaka.
Aranyaka, okay.
Of Krishna Yajurveda.
Yes.
So we shall chant each line 2 times.
Yeah.
So that the listeners can get a hang of whatever we are chanting. We shall chant it slowly.
Atrinatva krime hanmi. Atrinatva krime hanmi. Kanvena jamadagnina. Kanvena jamadagnina. Vishwavasor brahmana hataha. Vishwavasor brahmana hataha. Kriminagum raja. Kriminagum raja apyeshagusthapatirhataha atho mata atho pita atho sthura atho kshudra atho sthura atho kshudra Atho Krishna Atho Shveta Atho Krishna Atho Shveta Atho Ashatika Hata Atho Ashatika Hata Shveta Bhissaha Sarve Hata Shveta Bhissaha Sarve Hata Ahara Vadya Ahara Vadya Shrutasya Havisho Yatha Shrutasya Havisho Yatha Tat Satyam यदमुयमस्य जम्भयो आदधामि तथा हि तत् आदधामि तथा हि तत् खण् फण् म्रसे ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
Just taking a small revision of what we had done last week with Praveena sir.
If
you remember, he had told that, like in, for example, Gatui Yajnaya, we can just see that example here. When you chant Yadamum Yamasya Jambhayoh. So,
Yadamui Yamasya Jambhayoh.
So that Mum becomes Mui because Ya comes. You remember sir had told this to us.
Yes.
That's why we should chant
Gatui Yajnaya.
Yeah, can we go to the meaning?
Yes. So, the basic meaning of this goes like this. O Jam, I kill you with the mantra revealed by the Rishis, Atri, Kanva and Jamadagni, which is the meaning of the first two lines. Atrinatva Krimehanmi, Kanvena Jamadagnina. The leader of the Jams was killed by the mantra revealed by Vishwavasu Agandharva. Vishwavasor Brahmana Hataha. Rest of the leaders were also killed. Kriminagum Raja means the leaders were also killed. The mother and father of the germs were destroyed. Means Atho Mata Atho Pita. Then all types of germs, be it big and small, black and white, were killed. So, the meanings of the lines of these are Atho Sthura, Atho Kshudra, Atho Krishna, Atho Shweta. Moreover, the germs in the bodies of animals like cows and horses were also killed. Atho Ashatika Hata. Then, we offer the Havis in the Homa in the Yagashala. So, Ahara Vadya. And then, similarly, through this mantra, we keep the enemies in the tooth of Yama. Yadamui Yamasya Jambhayoho. Then, we can listen to the crushing sound of the enemies while they are killed. Adadami Tatahitat. Then, how is that Yama crushes these germs is given by the last sentence, that is Khan Phan Mrasi. That is the sort of vigor with which Yama works on killing those germs.
Yeah. Actually, when you told about this Yama killing and how they are, the germs are caught in the tooth of Yama, in Bhagavad Gita, there is a description of Vishwarupa Sandarshan Yoga, where Arjuna actually sees the Vishwarupa and says what he sees. So in that he sees that all the negative people, all the Kauravas are already going into the mouth of that Vishwarupa, Virarupa, and getting crushed by the gigantic teeth of that Vishwarupa, Vishwapurusha. So he says that already the destruction of all the negative forces is already happening. So Arjuna, you're just
an instrument there. Nimitta matram.
Just an instrument. Just do the work which I have already done. So probably in this case also Swami will already going to do whatever cleansing has to happen of the germs.
Yes.
Probably, but we need to do
our bit,
our
and
duty and chant.
Whatever is being laid down by the elders and by the people who are in charge of this situation, I think we need to strictly adhere to whatever the advice we are getting.
Yes, and do our prayers as prescribed by our scriptures, our Vedas.
It's actually an opportunity for us to make our connection with Swami, connection with your own individual deities or your forms of worship more stronger.
Okay. So this, yeah, so can we just go a little more detail into what actually is mentioned in that?
Yes.
So what we thought we'll, before getting into the mantra, we thought in little bit of tidbits here and there, of all the people who are mentioned in this, all the sages,
Atrina, Atri,
Kanva,
Kanva,
Jamadagni, Jamadagni, Vishwavasu, just to know what actually they are, what they were made of. Means all these people had contributed, they were the drashtas of the mantra and they had given this mantra for us to chant. And get benefit out of it. So then Atri, you know, Atri
is the father of Dattatreya.
Let's say Dattatreya was one who was given to Atri as Datta. And he was nothing but Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara himself.
A combination of all three.
And it seems he is the seer of the fifth mandala of Rigveda and many other mantras.
And then when we come to Jamadagni, the father of Dattatreya Atri, then follows Jamadagni. According to the Mahabharata, Jamadagni once became very, very annoyed. By the way, Jamadagni is none other than the father of the avatar Parashurama.
Yeah.
And then he became annoyed with the sun god, Surya, for making too much of heat. Like how Hanuman got inspired for swallowing the sun, gulping the sun. So the warrior sage shot several arrows into the sky, terrifying Lord Surya. And then Surya then appeared before the Rishi as a Brahmin and gave him two inventions that helped mankind deal with his heat. Two things, very, very interesting things.
Okay.
One is to protect his feet, that is the sandals. And one is to protect his head, that is the
umbrella.
From top to toe, he was allowed to protect himself.
Yes.
And such is the power of
Sage
Jamadagni.
And then, Kanva Maharshi was, they call it the Kanva Shakha. So, they call it the Shukla Yajurveda was actually given, the seer was, one of the seers of Shukla Yajurveda was Kanva Maharshi. And one more place in literature we found that, it's very again interesting that the grammar of the Telugu language, the language spoken by our dear Lord, was given by sage Kanva. Kanva Maharshi only was, but again, there will be dispute because there may be many Kanva Maharshis who would have had so many Kanva Maharshis in the past. But probably one of them is the one who had given the grammar of Telugu language. And then, the next one is quite interesting, Ganesh.
Vishwavasu.
Vishwavasu Brahmana Hataha. So this Vishwavasu is a Gandharva and it seems he is a master of illusions.
Okay.
He can create illusions just at will. So probably, let's say he has given this mantra to create an illusion and probably destroy the germ or destroy the virus probably, I don't know. And there is a story which goes with him also that this was given, he was master of an art of illusion which was called Chakshushi. And it was communicated to him by Lord Chandra Moon, who in turn got it from Manu.
What exactly happened was, once Vishwavasu had been turned into a Rakshasa by the curse of a Brahmana. So he obtained release from this fate when he was slain by Rama when Kosala prince was beginning the search for Sita.
Sita, Mother Sita. So basically Vishwavasu had turned into a Rakshasa and got his atonement from Lord Rama himself. So these are the ones who actually had contributed or given according to the mantra to make this mantra possible for us to chant.
Actually, in the process of chanting this mantra, this was also telling that the leader of the germs are also killed.
Yeah, it's very Krimi Nagum
Raja.
Means there are germs who are not kings, normal subjects. And there are germs which are kings also.
Means maybe the
more
germs
deadly,
which trouble
more
people more
deadly, more virulent. Deadly. So probably we had, just to know that how much effective is this mantra, we just did a search and found the 10 or 12 most deadliest
can you
germs.
List them down, Bhargav?
Yeah, actually, they sound very scary, but when Swami is there and Rudram is there and this mantra is there, nothing can touch them. So I just list them. I think many of them, I think we all know. We just have to recollect
them.
One is Ebola virus. I think all of us know. Rabies, HIV, smallpox. There's a new one called Hanta virus, influenza, dengue, And then our SARS family, the old SARS coronavirus.
Coronavirus 2, 1.
And then the one which is now coronavirus 2, and there is MERS coronavirus 2. So all these are supposed to be the most deadliest of viruses. And in the family of Krimas, Krimulu, what this mantra says, the ones which are very, very contagious, and ones which have lot of mortality, cause what lot of mortality in humans and other species, are the viruses. So in the viruses, these are the ones which were supposed to be the most strong. We have a common cold virus which we get every 2, 3, 4 months, but doesn't create any problem. So when they say Krimi Nagum Raja, means the ones which were very strong in those species.
It's like referring to...
probably this. These are also destroyed by this mantra. And then one more interesting thing, it says, Atho Mata Atho Pita. So if you actually see how any pathogen or any organism which comes, it first goes into our body and then multiplies,
correct.
So probably the one which goes into our body can be considered as the seed or the base. The mother or father. And then when it multiplies, it becomes virulent. It gives you the disease.
It multiplies.
So in this case, this mantra actually destroys the seed only.
It hits the root. So atho matha to pita.
Yeah, both. It hits directly the seed. And then it talks about different types, colors, all types of viruses being destroyed by it. So again, that's also very interesting.
That is dark, Krishna, and then Shweta, the white... Whatever comes in the way of this mantra, it shall be destroyed by Yama.
Yeah, and then one more it says is, one which are small, one which are big.
Big.
I think you had mentioned it. And again, research shows that virus is a very small one. I was just reading, the virus which is doing whatever is creating the problem now in the world, they have given a small comparison that if our human hair, if the human hair is magnified to an extent that it covers the football field, our human hair, which is so small, if you magnify it to cover a whole football field, this coronavirus is only 4 inches in the field. So
that insignificant is this virus.
But again, the good news is, it says it will destroy even a small one or a big one or anyone.
Whatever comes in its way.
Yeah. Whatever.
So we need to take refuge in whatever Swami has told and whatever our culture has prescribed to us, and keep chanting the name of the Lord as much as possible so that it will create a shield around you and protect us.
And then one more thing, actually, Swami had many times told in discourses that main thing, something which hits you is not a disease or a problem, but
the worry.
Because Swami talks, there are so many types of worries which a human being has. And then he says, at one point says, even life becomes a worry for a human being. I think it's a beautiful poem which Swami says in Telugu about it. So, he said,
Puttutako oka chinta, samsaram oka chinta, varthakyam oka chinta,
jara chinta,
everything.
So when, first of all, getting bogged, oh my God, something like this is coming, is itself trying to trying to say, okay, I give up. That is not correct. Swami says, when Lord himself is there with you, why should you even worry about it? So, first of all, we should not have this worry or this fear, like everyone is talking about it. Don't panic. And Swami or God himself is there with us, why should we even bother about it?
So, keeping that anchor in mind, we should take all precautions to how to avoid it.
Yes.
So, Swami always tells that, avoid bad company.
Yes.
So instead of going to that and getting the situation worse, it's always prevention is better than cure. That's what we have learned from experience.
And then when we were dealing with this mantra, we thought we'll just go a little bit and try to do some little bit of study on what actually anywhere in Vedas is mentioned.
Yeah.
So we found that in Atharvana Veda, it says that the rising sun, the rays of the rising sun have the power. There's a mantra which says that the rays of rising sun has the power to destroy harmful agents like bacteria and virus. This is mentioned in a shloka, in a samhita, in Atharvaveda. So there is no play. This has already been mentioned in our scriptures, in our Vedas of your, well, so many thousands of years back.
It's time to take refuge to all those.
And then second is, we found that there is a mantra in Shanti Parva, Shanti Parva Mahabharata, where it says that, the mantra talks about that there are many creatures that are so minute that their existence can only be inferred. So imagine in the time of Mahabharata already, people, our sages, saints, our scientists or our the warriors, who were there, they were able to know that there are beings which are subatomic and which are in a cellular
insignificant
level. We can't see them with our naked eye. And they say, and the mantra goes that if we cannot see them, they can only be inferred that they are present probably by the effect they create, okay, by the consequences they create in us. And then it says, with the falling of the eyelid alone, they are destroyed. Means even they are so small, the mantra says, in a bait of an eyelid, you can actually destroy. Means they are so small that they can get captured by the eyelid when it closes and opens. So this is one thing again. And then one more place, this present talk is there about everywhere, don't shake hands, don't hug each other, don't give high fives and all that. I remember once discourse Swami had told, it's a beautiful discourse where Swami says, in our culture, we do namaskaram. So, and Swami beautifully explains that he actually showed it, that the five
Karmendriyas and five Jnanendriyas,
they come together and then
You are like saluting the God in the person who is right in front of you.
Yeah. So that is the exalted thought in our culture. You from your heart, you get all your faculties together, your Jnanendriyas, your Karmendriyas.
To identify the God in the other person.
Identifying the God in you. So that is an ideal way of actually
greeting a person,
because that shows that God is there in everyone.
Correct.
So probably this is a very nice thought to end.
Yes. And with this thought, and also one more thought, that we all should keep chanting Rudram and whatever mantras.
Yes.
And Swami always tells, pray for the welfare of the entire humanity.
That's the
entire universe.
Samasta
loka sukhino bhavantu. So with that humble thought, and inspired by this thought of Swami, that all the worlds be happy, happy and happy, we shall end this session. But before we end, once more we shall revise the mantra.
Yes.
Om Atrinatva Trime Hanmi Kanvena Jamadagnina Vishwavasor Brahmana Hataha Krimina Gumraja Apyesha Gusthapatir Hataha Atho Mata Atho Pita Atho Sthura Atho Kshudra Atho Krishna Atho Shveta Atho Ashatika Hataha Shveta Bhissaha Sarve Hataha Aharavadya Shrutasya Havisho Yatha Tat Satyam Yadamuyamasya Jambhayo Adadhami Tathahi Tat Kanpanvasi Om Shanti 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 Yadakshara Parabhrashtam Matra Hiram Tuyad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Shamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Pada Padaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Shamasrasa Ishvara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Daso Yamit Mamatva Shamasrasa Ishvara Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Tameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Saishwara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Saishwara Arpanamastu.